Things do start to warm up rather quickly, up into the mid-50s, and you see those sunny skies. It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
In the Bay Area, weather conditions can change in a heartbeat. Forecasters have a lot to deal with considering the many microclimates encompassed in the region. Larry Smith, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says their predictions can have a huge monetary impact.
We save the airlines roughly $10 million a year with our forecasts. And more importantly, we save a lot of people time.
Over the last 30 years, satellite data used for weather has improved dramatically. So much so, the forecasters can now project up to 72 hours further.
In my early days, we did a three-day forecast, in the early 70s. By late 70s, we were doing a five-day forecast. It wasn't until, I'd say, the late 90s that I saw anyone even attempt a seven-day forecast.
That's KGO-TV weather anchor Spencer Christian. He says he can predict a week out, and he also says he's pretty accurate.
Definitely above 90% accurate area-wide for our temperature forecasting, for our precipitation projections. And that's pretty exceptional for the Bay Area.
When forecasters do make mistakes, it can be costly, though. If the projected storm never shows up, people are not happy.
All it takes is one forecast that's a little bit off, and you know, people will call up as if they hold you responsible for the weather. You know, you messed up my golf game. You know, you said it was going to be dry Saturday morning. I went out there early and it started raining at 8 o'clock. You know, so we get calls like that.
Christian and other Bay Area meteorologists don't take their task lightly.
I know that people are relying on me to give them, you know, the best, most accurate, most informative picture of the weather that I can.
There are still events that can't be predicted, like earthquakes, but the art of weather forecasting is more accurate now than ever. Reporting in San Francisco, I'm Lanny Holstein.